with any of your firearms related needs. Even though it is snowing today, we are open. Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to this beautiful, cold, and snowing Saturday afternoon. I'm glad that you joined us here for Shooting from the Hip. Shooting from the Hip is brought to you by Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. You can visit us on the web at sim-trainer.com. You can call us down at the range at 937-293-3914, or you can stop by the range located at 2031 Dryden Road. We'd be more than glad to assist you.
So, as you can tell, this is a pretty special show. I'm your host, Mark Avery from Sim Trainer. As Jeff said, as you just heard recorded from a previous show, you can call us at the range, 937-293-3914. The range is located at 2031 Dryden Road, right across from the AES Ohio Power Company Maintenance Yard, and we'd be glad to discuss with you any of your firearms needs and interests. You can also get to us by going to our website at sim-trainer.com and clicking on the contact tab to open the form and send an email. If you have an immediate question, the range is open until the show is over, and you can call there directly, again at that number, 937-293-3914. And if they don't have the answer there, someone will get back to you as soon as possible. So this is a live show. It's pretty special. We've got some extra other clips that we'll be using throughout the day. But if you would like to call in, if you have a question or something you'd like to bring to the show, feel free to call in at 937-457-1290 and let my producer, Kirsten, know what you'd like to talk about, and we'll get you up on the board. So what is it that makes this show so special? Well, several things. For one thing, we're about two-thirds of the way through our 14th year on the air. And more than that, I have some special guests in the studio with me today. So let's go and talk to them. Amy, welcome to the show.
I'm blessed to be here, Mark. Thanks for having me, and that was a great introduction.
Thanks. There may be a few times when it's tough for us to hear things because we have some awful powerful memories of things that have gone on. And also with me today, David.
How's it going? It's nice to be here today. It was so good to hear Jeff's voice again.
Yeah, it is.
And hopefully we can get through it. But lots of memories of the show and Sim Trainer and Jeff and the whole family.
We wanted to kind of recap and look back over what's been going on since we started the show back in 2009. And that's part of the reason why I brought these folks in. We have, as you know, those of you who have been listening to the show for, almost 14 years, coming up on that anyway, we've had a lot of things that have happened. We've covered all kinds of changes to the law. We started out with a concealed carry law that was defective in a lot of ways. There have been several changes to the law since then. We've tried to cover those and give you a heads up on what was happening, encourage you to participate in the process, contact your legislators, and get things into the law the way they needed to be. And we're now at the point where in Ohio, you don't even have to have a license to carry if you are a law-abiding citizen and you meet the actually many requirements of what it means to be a qualifying adult. We put together a class for that. Nobody's taken it yet, but maybe there will be some people who will be interested in finding out all of the things that you need to know before you start carrying a firearm without a license. But then, of course, the license is still available, and we still have classes for that. All of our classes for this year, there's nothing more to sign up for. So there's still some things going on. We do have one more league session next week if you're interested in shooting in the league. Everything will ramp up again full speed next year when we start at the beginning of the year on the first Saturday with our First Shots class. It's a great class for anybody who's looking to get into the firearm shooting sports at a very early stage. I mean, that class is open to age 10 and up. We have a lot of parents who like to bring their kids to that class so they can get a good fundamental, demystify what's going on with firearms, and, you know, remove all of the Hollywood version of how you handle guns and instead replace it with the proper version of it. We also have a basic handgun class the following day on that Sunday. We have a concealed carry class the next Saturday. The league is going to start up again next year. And we also have our advanced handgun series, which will start in February. So if you're interested in any of those classes, go to our website at sim-trainer.com. You can click on the classes link and you can get a list of all the classes, or you can click on the calendar and get kind of an overview of what's coming up, and you can click on the links in the calendar to sign up for those classes as well. That's pretty much all I'm going to do about talking about things that are going on at Sim Trainer, because we want to talk about things that have been going on at Sim Trainer and what's coming up after going into next year and beyond. which is part of the reason why I wanted to bring these folks into the studio today so we can talk about some of the stuff that's gone on. Amy, you got to see a lot of the behind the scenes of what Jeff would do as he was getting ready for one of these shows.
Absolutely. We would take weekend trips down to Adams County, and we'd be four-wheeling all weekend. And he would, you know, disappear about 12 o'clock to prepare for the show. We knew what he was doing, but we would kind of ride our quads right up by the camper to make some noise. And he was telling us, hey, you know, stay away from the camper. I'm trying to prep. Anywho, he would spend a lot of time and took a lot of pride in the show. He would spend hours researching and get a hold of, you know, his colleagues to make sure that he was bringing the right information to the show. So I do want to...
He'd also contact a lot of the folks that we would invite in to be as guests, either in studio or on the phone. Representatives, special guests, and he did a lot of that. He did most of that, that connecting with the folks outside to enrich the show.
Absolutely. And it was always very impressive how you and him could just play off each other. I mean, you guys were each other's partners in crime here. So I do want to thank you, Mark, for all these years and, you know, for being his partner. He had a lot of pride in you. He had a lot of trust in you, and you two were just the best of friends. And I know he's looking down very proud at what you've done this last year as well.
You know, we were very much like brothers in a lot of ways, including some of the fights.
Absolutely.
We had some very active conversations.
Active is a good word for it.
Intense fellowship.
Yes.
Yeah. And he would bring, usually they were just scribbled notes.
Absolutely.
My stuff would all be typed up because I did all my scratching on the computer. And I would copy stuff and bring things in, so I'd have articles and so forth. And we very rarely would do combined prep. We very rarely talked about what we were going to do on the show before we came into the studio. So it was always fresh in that sense, but it was also amazing how close we had come to the topics that we thought were relevant based on the news of the week or sometimes several weeks, like when we've had a lot of preempted shows. So it might be several weeks before we would have a show. And even then, we'd still come in and, you know, a lot of the same kind of stuff was the things we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
David, you knew Jeff in a little different way, obviously.
Yeah, it was great. You mentioned the, you know, the original broken concealed carry law, and that's exactly when I first met Jeff. I knew it was broken. I didn't want to have anything, any part of it. The way I found out that it had been changed favorably enough for it to be useful was listening to this show. And that introduced me to you and Jeff. We investigated it, got into the range. My wife and I got into personal defense. It turned into a family affair. Jeff put us all through that. We ended up coaching the kids, you know, and it's become something I'm doing on the side as part of the community with you guys as a family now. And, you know, it's kind of a fast forward thing, and I just can't believe it's happened.
I remember distinctly when you and your wife took advanced handgun for the first time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, very much. I mean, it was there have been a lot of people that have come through that class that have been memorable, but I mean, you guys were very much in a good way. It was fun to watch the two of you play off each other and compete with each other and really focus in on trying to do everything right. And then you've come back several times, would either take the classes again, and now, of course, you're an instructor. In fact, that's one of the reasons that we wanted to have him here today is because he's our new lead instructor. So he's kind of filling the role that Jeff had in terms of putting a lot of the programming together, figuring out what new classes we're going to have and how those need to be put together, doing some of the special projects and so forth. And I'm really glad that you're doing it because I don't think we could pick a better person when Jeff's oldest son, who's also very much part of the business and couldn't be here today. He might call in later, but we'll see about that. But when he broached and asked me what I thought of having you, I mean, it was for me, it was just, oh, there couldn't be a more perfect fit. So thanks for picking that up.
And that's sobering and humbling, certainly. And I'm being careful to say I'm following in his footsteps. I don't think I'll fill his shoes.
Yeah, he laid out a course, and the course that he laid out was one for everything that goes on at Sim Trainer. The philosophy of what Sim Trainer needed to be to reach as many people as we could in the community and to provide the needed resource, the things that people don't get everywhere else. People, you know, you can go anywhere and buy a gun. You can go anywhere and shoot at a range. But there's something different about providing people with that understanding and the basic skill set and how to do things the right way. And all of that is just, you know, there's something special about that. And Jeff brought that to SimTrainer. As he opened SimTrainer, he wanted that to be the way that things happened at SimTrainer. And everything that's gone on there since has followed that same model. Yeah. And I know that's exactly your philosophy as well, to try to make that, to keep SimTrainer SimTrainer.
Take the average person from any age or background and gender and get them to unconscious competence easily in an economical and quick way, and it's enjoyable. It can be date night, it can be sharpening your mind, and it can be defending yourself or a sports competition, and that's always been there. It always will be.
Yeah, I really like that unconscious competence. I mean, there's four different stages of the cognition and you know, application in terms of a skill, and unconscious competence is the you can do it without even thinking about it, and a lot of people never get there.
Yeah.
That has always been our objective. When you make it through our advanced handgun series, you should be able to get there if you apply yourself, if you practice the way we recommend that you do and do the things that you need to do, that you'll get there. Most people don't get there. You certainly don't get there in basic handgun. Most people don't get there anywhere close to their concealed carry. But most people recognize that by the time they get through concealed carry, there's more they need to know. And that's kind of what we have tried to do.
Yep. You guys bring a unique way of teaching to the table there. You know, Dad instilled that into all of you guys as instructors, and that's what makes SimTrainer so unique. And Dave said it right. I mean, you guys are like family there, and you leave there feeling like family as well, especially if you continue on with the classes in the league and so forth.
One of the things that Jeff always really wanted to do was make it a very comfortable place for ladies to come. Obviously, you're his daughter. I have a daughter. We all wanted to make sure that our daughters could feel comfortable there and bringing their friends to come there and always feel safe. And that's just something about the way, you know, our philosophy of what it is to be a real man is it's inviting for women to want to be in that environment. And that's part of what we've tried to do and continue to try to do and will always continue to try to do as long as SimTrainer is SimTrainer.
Yes.
It's open for everybody. So if that's something that you're interested in, you want to find out more about it, go to sim-trainer.com and you can find out a lot more about it. I need to take our first break for the hour. Boy, does time fly when you're in front of a microphone, doesn't it?
It does.
We're going to take our first break for the hour. If you'd like to be part of this show, feel free to call in. I don't know how many calls we'll be able to get to take, but the phone number is 937-457-1290. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRANews.com, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip.
That was a hit that I recorded at our second radio show when I was in Phoenix for the NRA annual meeting. Our first radio show, we'll have a hit from that a little bit later, but I was able to get a few people to record liners for the show, and Cam Edwards, who you may now know as the Bearing Arms, he's the editor at Bearing Arms and does Cam & Company podcast from there. For many years, he did Cam & Company radio show. It was on Sirius for a while. It was also on NRANews.com, which no longer exists. But he was kind of my inspiration for wanting to get on the radio because I saw what he was doing and I thought, you know, I think maybe we could do that. And we definitely need something like that here in Dayton, Ohio. So that was part of the background of the genesis of how our radio show came to be. So thanks, Cam, for doing that hit. And if you haven't been to Bearing Arms, the website, bearingarms.com, that's a really good source for information. Cam does a great job in curating that information and making sure that the information there is accurate and getting interviews with people. They've got several reporters who do stuff. One of the other interviews that we did during COVID and just a few weeks after the website launched was for thereload.com. It's another great source. And if Stephen Gutowski is the editor and creator of that website, and if you need information, that's another great source. It's one of the several sources that I check in order to find out what's going on in the firearms world. So I would encourage you to put those in your bookmarks and go out there from time to time to see what's going on if you're interested in tracking what's happening in the firearms world. Also in what's happening in legislation. So they track all of those as well, much as we have for the last almost 14 years. So let's go into a little bit more of what it is that we're looking to try to do as we go forward at SimTrainer. David, I mean, you're now the new lead instructor, which I know it probably weighs a little heavy on your shoulders, but I couldn't think of someone who's better.
I appreciate that. And it's great when I think about, you know, what SimTrainer has done, what Jeff and you have created. You know, and we really have three things that we focus on. We're taking your average person of, you know, any kind of background and bringing them up through the classes. And we're going to continue to do that, you know, so that advanced handgun training at a reasonable price, a reasonable time commitment is something that is key. And then turning that into competitive shooting. And it's not so much about the competition, that stress that we add to the training, to the competition, to just help you perform better, both in life and in a situation. So that competitive shooting is a second piece of it. And then, you know, helping law enforcement be better at what they do. They have to qualify every year. They need training. They need an environment they can feel honored and respected and safe in. And, you know, we're going to bring that back in strength, too. We miss some of that with Jeff being gone and Amy's being willing to help us out with that. So that'll be a key part of going forward as well.
Yeah, I mean, Amy, you're an active police officer, the next Pedro on the Kettering Police Force.
Yeah.
And have you're an OPATA certified instructor, so that gives us some options that we lost when Jeff passed.
Yeah, so we encourage retired law enforcement to get in, get your recall done. All you got to do is contact the front desk, and Pam or whoever's working will get you in contact with me, and we'll get you scheduled very quickly. So we're going to continue that through the training as well.
One of the questions that I have received a few times is some of the other classes, like the 20-hour armed security class and then the 4-hour recall class. Is that something that we'll be able to do? I know we're able to, but I mean, is that something that you see as something that can happen in the future?
Obviously, anything can happen in the future. We're open to a lot of classes here. We just need the clientele, and we want people to show the interest, and we'll do it.
So one of the things I've been telling people is that we can't schedule that class until we have enough people in the class, and then it takes, 30 days, I think it has to be posted on the or there's some period of time it has to be notified to OPATA before that class can happen, as
correct.
I understand it.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
So if you're interested in some of those classes, or you want to get that, you want to get the private security, armed security recall, let us know, because we have to have enough people before we can even have a class. So you can go to our website at sim-trainer.com, click on the contact link, and just let us know that's what you're looking for. Our Pam, who's kind of running the operations there at the range, maintains all that stuff, and we'll let all the right people know so that we can work on that and make those things available as people need them.
Yeah, and that's important, the feedback of what we need. You know, we're gonna do shotgun classes again. We'll do rifle classes again. You know, personal defense, tactical, sports shooting. Those are all things that you know, are on our docket for next year.
One of the biggest problems with a shotgun is the mess it makes.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Jeff was really adamant about that, and there's good reasons for it.
Yep.
It's not just the cosmetics. It's a safety issue. So that, you know, that we have to do some special things to make it work with the indoor range and be able to do shotguns and then not have to, you know, run any risk that there's bad things that could happen later.
Exactly.
That we don't want. So but knowing how to use a shotgun, you know, a lot of people think, well, I'll just get a shotgun and then I don't have to worry about aiming. That could not be further from the truth. And
Jeff showed me that very
yeah,
well
really?
The first time I tried. Yep, I was off a long ways still.
Yeah. And the actual way that each firearm operates is different, and there are trade-offs when you go with firearms that are a little easier to operate, like a semi-automatic firearm, for example, a semi-automatic shotgun. There's trade-offs with reliability. So, you know, when you're pumping it, it's going to work. And there are some rounds that work better than others. And so that's the kind of stuff that we try to cover in those classes and make people familiar with it. We're going to need to take a break here shortly and go into the news center. But if you are interested in being part of the show, if maybe you have something that you remember about the show or something that you'd like to share, please call the studio at 937-457-1290. And Kirsten will give me a note as to what it is you want to talk about, and we'll try to get you on the air. It's just been such a blessing to have you folks with us, and I'm glad that you'll be able to stay with us through this break, and then after the news, we'll be right back. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And a good afternoon. What an hour. What an hour. What an hour. And this is going to go by so quickly. Welcome to Shooting from the Hip on WHIO Radio. Guys, I tell you what, this is going to be the first day, and we're going to look back on this months down the road and say, wow, remember when we were beginning? Look at the calls. Look at the conversations. Look at the debates that we've had. This is going to be phenomenal. Let me introduce, as you're looking at your radio, ladies and gentlemen, look to your right, you'll see Jeff Pedro, and you look to your left, you see Mark Avery. Gentlemen, welcome. Let's tell people who you are, what's this hour all about. Jeff, I'm going to start with you.
Tommy, thank you very much. We're very excited about the opportunity to do this show. We think it's going to bring a new opportunity for firearms enthusiasts throughout the Miami Valley to get the truth on what's going on out there. Before we get started, there's just a couple things we want to mention.
I'll fade that out for now, because a lot of the stuff he's going to mention is things that are original sponsors, and some of them aren't even available anymore. They don't even exist anymore. Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip, and today in studio I have Amy Pedro and Dave Barton, who are part of the program at Sim Trainer. And that was the opening of our very first show back in May of 2009. Tommy Collins was with us for 4 weeks to kind of get us up to speed, show us how to operate the board, which is a very different board. We were over on Wilmington Pike at the time. Things were very manual and very analog. And now we are all digital with all kinds of capabilities that weren't even possible back in those days. But Tommy was a great help to us and got us started, and then that was the show that launched it. And shortly after that opening hit, the phone systems lit up, and we had calls, full bank of calls, throughout the rest of the hour for that entire show. It was one of the best launches of a brand new radio show with virtually no advertising. There had been nothing certainly on radio. We had told a few people, but that was the big kickoff for Shooting from the Hip, and we've been going full speed as much as we could ever since. So thank you all for joining us today, and those of you who are listening, if you know somebody who has listened to the show in the past, give them a text message or tell them that they might want to join in for the rest of this show, because as I said, it is a pretty special show today. Let's talk a little bit about some stuff we have going forward, some of the things that we're looking at doing at Sim Trainer.
Yeah, and you talked about opportunities there. I guess it was actually the intro there talked about the opportunities. You never know what those opportunities are going to bring. You know, it certainly brought my family the chance to learn. And, you know, as I've gone into this instructor role, my wife Julie is working alongside of me. So when you come to the range, you've got the opportunity. We've got, you know, classes for young people. We've got classes for ladies. We've got ladies doing the range officer instruction, helping you debug your issues that are unique. And we try and embrace that and find it a welcoming environment. And my wife experienced the negative side of that from other places, and was very much welcomed by Jeff, was very much welcomed by the family here in the community. So those are some of the things that we have coming up, is that ability to come and have that welcoming environment in our instruction that we're doing. And we really want you to come and see that and experience it for yourself.
They have very unique instructors. Everybody puts their heart and soul into it, as you can tell. So, yeah, it's a great Christmas gift. Get there, get some gift certificates for some of our courses coming up here after the first of the year.
There's actually a sale on gift certificates right now.
Oh, interesting enough.
So how about that, huh? So if you buy a gift certificate, you get an extra value added to the gift certificate as well.
Perfect.
So, we're doing that. We've also have some stuff on sale. All our supplies and stuff are on sale right now in the, not ammunition, unfortunately. We'd love to put that on sale, but we're just barely breaking even on ammo, trying to get people the ammunition they need. But the other stuff, the supplies and the cleaning gear and some of the other things that are available there in the store, they're on discount as well. So in addition to getting a discount on gift certificates, if you want to do that, this is a great time to get over there. So it's not just today. We'll be open again tomorrow from noon to 4. The range closes at 3, so you'd have to hurry to get over there today.
Yeah, just pay attention to our hours, but yeah, get on over there and get your gift certificates. And also, if you have any questions about cleaning guns, we're not just a shooting range here. You know, we are all aspects of shooting. If you need help with that, we're willing to do that for you as well.
Yeah, and we can do practically anything that we need to do in a private lesson. So if that's something that, we have classes or whatever that don't meet your schedule, but you still want to get the content, then just let us know, try to schedule a private lesson, and then we'll get you with one of our instructors to get you up to whatever it is that you want to work on. Maybe you're having problems with something in your shooting and you want to work out, do a little bit of shooting diagnostics. We can do that. Maybe you are trying to figure out what's the right gun for you. Our basic handgun class does that, but if that doesn't work with your schedule and you want to do that as a private lesson, you can do a two-hour private lesson for about the same cost as the basic handgun class and get most of the same content because it's just you. So we're happy to do any of those kinds of things.
And those are really enjoyable, a lot of fun. We get to tailor it specifically to you. And I've seen a lot of smiles walk out of the building. And not only do they learn something, they figure out exactly, what that issue was, and we can work through it and do it very easily and very quickly. And it's a lot of fun for both of us, very fulfilling.
It really is. I hope we've built in a foundation and approach that you yourself can build on going forward as the recreational shooter or self-defense shooter. And part of what makes this show so special, I mean, we stated from the very beginning it was a special show. I haven't mentioned some of it yet. So in addition to this being our last show before the end of the year, I don't know if I can even say this. It's also our last show on the air. It's been a great honor to have you join us, to call in and ask questions, sometimes even answer questions. I mean, we've had some of the greatest answers from callers who've called in, heard a question on the air, and then they know something that, because they've been in a hearing somewhere, or they've done some research, or they've been involved in a particular aspect of the sports, and they can call in and answer questions for us. Our audience has been a delight to serve throughout the last, now going on 14 years. And then a lot of people have taken what they've heard and gone out and taken action to make sure that the right things happen. So we've been blessed as a group here at Sim Trainer, Jeff and I together for a long time, and then now me alone for the last year, to be able to share information with you, the community. So what are we going to do going forward? We have to take a break, but we'll talk about that right after the break. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
God bless America. This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery with Amy Pedro and Dave Barton for Shooting from the Hip. That little ditty was recorded again at that second week that we were on the air. Ted Nugent was doing a live show with Cam Edwards at the booth there where Cam and Company was broadcasting from the NRA annual meeting. And Cam convinced him that I was actually not one of the bad guys, that although I had a media pass, I was a real no-kidding shooter. And he got Ted to do that liner for us. And we haven't used it for a while because it has some of the old branding, but I just took that first part because that was something that I thought might be fun to go back and hear again. Let's jump out to the phones, and we'll talk to Jeff, who's calling in. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys. I've been listening to you for years, and I was somewhat shocked to hear that this is the last show.
Yeah, so well, it's hard for us too.
Yep, I wanted to call in and thank you and your crew and everybody that has been involved with the show over these years. It has been a joy to listen to you, and I think you've really made a difference in the Miami Valley area, and just thank you again for all your years.
Well,
we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jeff, for calling the show. I really appreciate you taking the time to do that, and I hope there's a lot of other people who feel the same way. But whether you do or not, we're going to continue doing the things that we've always wanted to do at Sim Trainer. Even though we aren't going to be on the air, we will still try to get the word out. We have our website, we have social media at facebook.com/simtrainer is probably the primary place to get us. And who knows, we may be able to even do some streaming. I've been looking into some of the streaming technologies and being even possibly able to do video streaming with people who are local and people who are not local. So all of that is in the realm of the art of the possible. And we don't yet know exactly what that's going to look like. But probably the best thing you could do would be to sign up for our email list at sim-trainer.com. And then also like our Facebook page or join that Facebook page, follow it. And those are the places that we typically get out information. The email list is probably the first place. So if you want the early hit, that's the easiest way to get that first. And then we also, again, the Facebook, we post a lot of stuff there. I've posted several things there over the last few weeks, articles that I found and things that are just of general interest. And so thanks, Jeff, very much for calling the show. And we will... We'll do our best to maintain and keep things going the way that we've always tried to do that.
And Jeff, thanks for calling, because I know that my father would be very humbled to have heard that they made a difference. I know Mark and my father, that was their main purpose here, and I know that they both are very humbled to hear that, so we appreciate those comments.
Yeah, we really wanted to be able to get the true information out. I mean, part of the reason we started the show was because of some of the things that we had seen that were reported as fact, but that we knew were not fact. So getting the straight scoop, fact-based opinions, sure, we had those, but we tried to always identify them as such and use the facts as the principal focus, using raw data as much as possible, and also debunking myths. So we had all kinds of things people would call in where they had heard something, and we knew that wasn't completely true or felt that it wasn't true, and then we would dive into the data to find out exactly what was the case and what wasn't the case.
Mark, you guys have been doing this for 14 years. I mean, you should be very proud that you have a listener calling in telling you that you made a difference.
Thank you. I mean, our listeners are great, and I've had such wonderful conversations on the air, and I've met people. I had a Sim Trainer sticker on my truck for a long time. It won't stick there anymore because it's an aluminum. So the magnetic stick won't work anymore. But people would just come up to me as I was pumping gas saying, are you part of this Shooting from the Hip? And of course, you know, as soon as I'd start talking, somehow they'd figure out that I was part of Shooting from the Hip. So, sure. But it's always great. And like I said, even though we're not going to be on the air, we're not going away. Sim Trainer is going to still be there. If you have questions, you can always call the range at 937-293-3914. You can go to our website at sim-trainer.com and click on the contact link, and that will give you, that'll get you an email to me and several other people, and we'll respond to those as quickly as possible. We're not going to be doing it on the air anymore, and that's okay, because we'll do it with you in person, and we will put information that is of general interest up on our website and at Facebook.
You've made a difference to me. I'm living proof sitting here at the desk, the journey that I've been on, and I'm so excited to be able to be part of it. Like I said before, it's humbling to some extent, but I've found a passion, and I hope to continue that and grow our strength, grow the community, and grow our friends.
And I hope that that those of you who are interested in maybe finding out a little bit more about the shooting sports, or you know, maybe you're a little bit cautious, maybe a little concerned or even scared of handling a firearm, that's what we do. We help people work through that. Our First Shots class, one of my favorite stories from First Shots was from a friend of mine who had been threatening for 4 years that she was going to come to the range. And then when we had the First Shots class, her excuses went away. So she did try one more. She tried to get her to tell her husband about it, and hoping he would think it was a bad idea, only to discover that he had a .22 hidden in the closet that she didn't know about and had for some time. So they all came down, and she was all she could do to get through the door. And then on her way out, she was completely sold as to what a great thing this was. And she actually outshot both her husband and her son. So that, you know, that is something that we see a lot at our First Shots classes. People. As the ladies pay attention and the guys think they have the gun gene, so they don't need it.
Mm-hmm. I just want to mention real quick, it's very bittersweet that this is the last show. I know, like I said before, you and my father took a lot of pride in this show. My dad used to get excited when he would hear the grandkids were listening, and I know he would throw a shout-out to him. I'm going to shout-out to my 5-year-old son. This is actually his first show he's listening to, Louie. I know Papa's looking down proud of you, buddy, and we'll get you in the range here soon, get you shooting. So
never too early.
Nope.
Before we close, I want to take a point of personal privilege. This show has been a huge part of my life for over a decade. In 2016, when my first wife passed away unexpectedly, many of you came to our memorial celebration and or sent condolences and encouragement. When Jeff passed last year, your support made it possible for us to continue the show. I'm going to miss talking to you and with you each week. Okay, I'm looking forward to having Saturday afternoons open and not constantly receiving and reporting on the next crazy accusations of the anti-gun zealots funded by people like Michael Bloomberg and George Soros. And I'll probably still keep those subscriptions. I just, you know, breeze over them and get upset for a second or two and then dump them. Or share that information that I think you need to know on our Facebook page and through whatever ever streaming that we might do. I guess that's what it really comes down to, protecting the God-given right to live as he sees fit. We celebrate the birth of Christ at this season of the year, the one who ultimately gave his life to pay for the ultimate freedom to be free from the penalty of original and individual sin. Jeff and I viewed Sim Trainer as more of a ministry than just a business, and we work to make it a welcoming place for everyone. That invitation remains open. I hope you will join us in that mission. And even though we won't be on the air after today, I hope we'll see you at the range and in other social and streaming media. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone.